Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. It is my prayer that this episode will bring hope to those who have been oppressed by the conditions imposed upon them in the nation and throughout the nations of the earth. It's not what it seems. Something the Lord has demonstrated to me over and over again is that whenever conditions in the world are distressed, that means that the kingdom of God is flourishing in the earth. Now, the enemy always retaliates when God is on the move. I've seen it in my life, and it's happening now in the earth. The kingdom of God is arising, and the enemy cannot stop it. The only thing he knows to do is to kick up dust by creating another virus or creating a food shortage or work stoppage or inflation. The devil also creates diversions and political and racial unrest solely for the purposes of shaking people out of sorts. Which brings us to what God is doing in this season. This is a season of God's justice. God is dismantling the systems of this world, and we're about to see Daniel 2:44 manifest before our very eyes. As it reads, "In the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom, which shall never be destroyed. And God's kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it," meaning the kingdom of God, "shall stand forever." So don't be alarmed when government leaders fall. It's Psalm 75 coming forth in the earth. Psalm 75, 6 says, "But God is the judge. He putteth down one and set up another." We are about to witness the fall of worldly kingdoms and their leaders, and the rise of God's kingdom and his leaders in the earth. So it's promotion time for the people of God. We are about to enter our promised land. For a long time, the devil has been trying to block us from possessing what is rightfully ours. As you see evil taken to the streets, know this. It's not the devil taking charge. It's the Lord moving by his spirit in the nation and around the world to free his people into their promise. So the wealth and power transfer is on. In this season of God's justice, he will make the devil pay for all he has done to us. Some will even have to pay with their lives. God will recompense all of his people for what we have suffered at the hands of the enemy. And that means taking from the enemy and giving it to the people of God who are prepared to receive it. I'm going to stress that. It's prepared for those who are prepared. Some wealth will come automatically, but the majority of it will come from God giving his people witty inventions and schemes and ideas that will and concepts that will take back what the enemy has stolen from the kingdom by also supplying the needs of the people in these distressed times. Now, some ugly things are still on the rise, but don't fear. The enemy, again, is retaliating. But know this, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Surely they will form a weapon. That's what they do. But it will not come to fruition, at least not to the degree that the enemy desires. It will not happen, says God. What we will see is the enemy arise to retake his position, but like a flood, the Lord will raise up a military standard against him, and it will be game over. End of story. Now, I had one morning where the Lord spoke to me about martial law. He said the words martial law. In fact, that's how I was awakened hearing that word, martial law. And he said, "Get ready to see backlash from the enemy concerning the overturning of Roe versus Wade." We're going into a political season now, and this is a hot topic. You're going to see the evil hand of corruption that resides underneath America, and it will be soon revealed, says God. He says also to pray for the justices and their family. They are being threatened, as well as political leaders who are against Roe versus Wade. He said, "Beware of riots and dangers in the street." He said that there will be hooligans for hire. This is how desperate the enemy is. They'll be ready to kill the innocent. Because if they're willing to kill babies, they're willing to kill grown people. They don't care. He named several cities to be on the watch for. He says Detroit, LA, New York, Chicago. He said, "Watch and pray." Now, mind you, God is not telling us to fear. He's saying watch and pray because he has given his church authority over these cities and over the nation. The Lord also said something that was a bit disturbing when I heard it. But it goes in line with the spirit of Antichrist that is operating in the earth and in the nation. He said, city and government leaders will do nothing to stop the mayhem for a while, meaning they will be encouraged by their leadership to continue to allow people to shoot and kill and maim and do whatever they do in the streets. He said, it will seem like a free-for-all with destruction and evil in our cities. The hired disruptors are willing to kill for their right to kill babies, says God. This is not political. He says, it's demonic. And all the world will see it for what it really is. So the fact that it is spiritual, it's demonic, it means take authority over it. In fact, that's something that God's been saying a lot these days. The evil that's going on in the cities, take authority. How do you do that? You stand on the word. When the devil's speaking lack, you speak what God says. God will supply all you need through his glory through Christ Jesus. The Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. You stand on the word and get it in your heart and you speak it with boldness. So we have to take authority. He says, eventually they will want to put us in lockdown under martial law. But he said, but I saw in my spirit the people rising up against the government. So be aware that that is a possibility as well. But our job as believers in Jesus Christ is to watch and pray, not only for a lockdown in the nation or in enemy reprisal in the next few months or so. What you need to survive, what you need to know, God will give you. God's got this. His hand is in here. It is his hand that overturned this law. You need to hear it. It's God that overturned this law for a purpose. It has held back the power of the enemy over this nation. The Baal worship in this nation has been held back. So for this time frame, pray like never before because the door is open. He's dismantling, uncovering and dismantling the corruption in our government, and it's all about to fall. In fact, the Lord had me praying for the nation just the night or so ago, and I saw one of the nation's leaders. The person was, I guess, going places, support of pro-choice for women. And I saw literally this person in a blood, reaching out, crying out to her God in blood, rolling around in blood, human blood, as if this was going to help her get power over Almighty God and what's happening in the nation. And it reminded me of what happened in 1 Kings, I do believe it's chapter 18 or 19, where Elijah went up against the prophets of Baal when they created an altar calling on their God, and their God didn't show up. There was no voice, no answer, but yet Elijah doused his altar with water many times and then said, whatever God comes by fire, answered by fire, he is the God. And their God never answered, but he poured more and more water, drenched his altar and the sacrifice, and then called on the God of heaven, and fire came down from heaven and licked up all of that water. And the people shouted, the Lord, he is God, the Lord, he is God. And that's where we are now. It's a showdown between the prophets of Baal and the prophets of God. And I come to you speaking as a prophet of God. Now, let me go on talk a little bit more about what we're expecting here. For those who are in prayer, this will be a glorious time of revival. For those who are following after the world, and I do mean Christians, it will be a rude awakening. Some of your beloved leaders that you followed and you idolized, God is bringing down your idols. You'll find out who they are in reality in this season. America, Christians in America have to wake up to the truth. This is a great spiritual war. Now, God has already got this, but we have to be obedient if we are to continue to live in the blessing in this nation. God is going to bring this thing to a quick end here, and it's for a little season of darkness. Will seem like it's prevailing, but it's not prevailing. It's the strongholds of being broken, and they've been resistant to the word and spirit of God. Now, one of the things the Lord did tell me and share with me was quite interesting, and I've written about this, is that spirit of Antichrist is pretending to be Christian, pretending to be Bible, but what the Lord showed me that they're doing is they're using the book of Revelation as a playbook. Now, they don't know him, nor do they desire to know him, but they're using the Bible as a playbook. And the Lord showed this to me back in 2019 and 2020. The Lord identified four government leaders in America who call themselves the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And if you read that in the Bible, these are the people who brought sickness, they brought disease, they brought mess with the money, they created shortages. These are the demonic forces that these people in our government are trying to call forth in part of their Baal worship. They're calling destruction. That's how you know it's not of God. The people are mourning and there's more and more destruction coming. But God is pulling us out from under this. But what's interesting, he says, these people were using occult powers to stir up those spirits of the four horsemen that are mentioned in the Bible. But here's the thing. Those spirits can only come out if Jesus opens up the seal and allows them out. So even though they're operating or trying to call it for themselves, it's in God's hand. It's his playbook. It's his script that he's written how things will unfold. And the devil is trying to force the times and seasons of change, as it says in Daniel 7:25, but he doesn't have the power to do so. So what the prophet describes in that time was the Antichrist. And now, according to God, one of the U.S. leaders believes he is the Antichrist and that he can overthrow the hand of God. I mean, when the Lord showed this to me, and I know people have said before that he is the Antichrist. No, he thinks he is. There's a difference. There's a difference. This man of sin cannot come to power until the church is gone. So he's not scheduled to appear. So even if somebody thinks they are Antichrist, that spirit resides in a lot of our leaders. Yes, it's the spirit of Pharaoh. This is spirit of control manipulation against God. However, it's not the man of sin mentioned in the final days. So God has a new name for these four leaders. He called them the four horsemen of their own apocalypse. Now, apocalypse does not mean destruction as some might think. If you look it up, apocalypse means revelation. Look it up for yourself. Even if you see a foreign language Bible, you'll see the book of Revelation called the Apocalypse in Spanish or the Apocalypse in French. This book is the revelation or the apocalypse of Jesus Christ, which God gave him. That's Revelation 1:1, that the book is the revelation or apocalypse of Jesus Christ, which God gave to him. So, yes. Yeah, so if you look it up, the foreign language Bibles, you'll see that the book of Revelation is called Apocalypse. It's Revelation. So why I tell you this, get ready, because the leaders are about to be exposed to the world as traitors of America. This is their own apocalypse or their own revelation, which God will give to them. Now, according to the Lord, the world will be shocked at who they are. They're out there and they have a lot of popularity, but they're not who they say they are. And the Lord even described that to me this weekend when I was in prayer. And it was kind of disturbing what he showed me. He talked to me about how people in America choose leaders that look like them. So you want a woman, you want a black, you want a Hispanic, you want an Asian, you want someone who looks like you. But he says the problem with that is that the people you're choosing that look like you are not like you. It's a game that Satan has perpetrated on America, and I'm sure in some other nations as well, where you're looking with your eyes and not looking with your spirit. So you're looking at somebody, they look like you, they're saying what they know you want to hear, but it's for a purpose of misleading you to take you down a path of a power and control that the devil wants to take you. So don't be deceived. Don't be deceived by what you're looking at, because the enemy has disguised himself as an angel of light in these days. It kind of reminds me, I don't know if you all saw the movie The Matrix, the very first movie where they had they were trying to show Neo, the main character, how to identify the enemy. And what catches his eye is this woman in a red dress. Well, any man sees a pretty woman in a red dress, you're going to follow. And that was the thing that he was looking at. But that was the enemy. The enemy was dressed up in red to get his attention, but then turned around and tried to take his life. So know that that's what's going on in our country. And those leaders are about to be exposed. And again, the Lord said that the world will be shocked at who they are. However, he says their legacy will be that of international shame. Many people will be devastated. Some will be disheartened and prone to react in destruction. So don't be moved when this happens. But then he says it's because these leaders are out of order with him and his plan and destiny for America. However, the Lord says, gave me a word about his people. He says, so is my church out of order. Many are not seeking me for answers in this hour. Many are not even reading what my word says about these days in which they live. Therefore, they are in delusion. They are self-deceived into believing that they are being taken care of by the false government that is operating in your nation. He's talking to America. It is not legitimized by me, says God. These are rogues, enemies of the state who have sold America to the highest bidder. And that winning stakeholder is coming to claim what they believe is rightfully theirs. He's trying to tell us what's getting ready to happen here. Roe versus Wade was to be their paid endorsement. But I intervened because of the prayers of my remnant body of believers who can hear as my spirit directs them to pray and create counteracts in the realm of the spirit. Stay under my protection, says God. As they devise new schemes and plots to take away not just your liberty, but your lives, continue to pray unto me and watch as I send my heavenly host to fight the battle for you. Stay under my protection, says God. Stay under my protection by remaining ever so close to me. Then you will see that you are safely under the shadow of my wings. None of their schemes will touch you as I prove to the world that I am the greater one and that I will protect those whom I love. And I, the great and mighty God, will defend the weak as they come to me. So beware that the enemy does make plots against you. And be aware that I only can protect and provide, even prosper those who have an ear to hear my voice and follow me, says Almighty God. And that is a prophecy the Lord gave me. And so he's trying to tell us what's about to happen, that the enemy is coming not only to take our freedoms, but to take our lives, but not to be fearful. He has no power over us. And we even now, in the name of Jesus, we break that power of the enemy now. Your word says that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Lord. And we thank you. Jesus said, I give up, giving you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. And we stand on that word. We stand on our covenant in Jesus' name for protection, for prosperity, and provision in this season, Lord. We thank you that your word is true. We stand on that word now in Jesus' name. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Jesus. Beloved, we're about to enter into our promised land. And if you go back and read this story, we're back in Deuteronomy, when they went in, the Lord actually had to send the angel before people to take out the enemy so that it could enter into our promise. So I speak that over us now, that the Lord will send before us his angel. And if we follow the angel's instruction and go after the angel, he will protect us and take out all those who are in the land who are trying to prevent us from operating where God says we should go. Thank you, Lord, now that we're entering to our promise. Yeah, the devil's trying to block us, but we'll see the devil take through the streets, but that's okay. He's not taking charge over our lives. God is moving by his spirit in the nation and around the world, and we're with God. God is answering our prayers for freedom by raining down destruction, plagues of destruction upon the governments of this world. And here's a verse he gave me, Exodus 11:6. And there shall be a great cry throughout all the land of Egypt, putting that place America and other nations, such as there was none like it, nor shall there be any more. But against any of the children of Israel, and that's God's true children, whether Christians or Jews, shall not a dog move his tongue against man or beast. And that ye, America and the world, may know that the Lord doth put a difference between the Egyptians, and that's those who are following the world system, and Israel, those following God. And that's from Exodus 11:6-7. So, beloved, we are in the most glorious time to be alive in God's kingdom. He's going to show himself strong on our behalf. He's going to come against our enemy. And the spirit of Pharaoh is going to be taken out of the land, out of the earth. Holy Ghost, I heard that. The spirit of Pharaoh must die in the earth. And the Lord is going to take out Pharaoh and his armies, his mentions, and all those that are working for him in this hour. And the people will be set free to walk into the promise and glorify our Father, which is in heaven. And that is the message I had for you today, is it's God's season of justice. It is a season of justice in which God's hand, his strong and mighty arm, is for his people and against his enemies in this hour. And he will repay us for all that we've suffered, double for our trouble, in Jesus' name. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time.